I want to go back to Philippians, for what we talked about this morning. And I went back and looked at some things in Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse number 8, especially verse number 12, to really give us a better understanding to what the Holy Spirit is really trying to get us to see and what Paul was trying to get us to see. And we're going to tie it back in to James chapter 1, what we talked about this morning in relationship to how we as Christians, our attitude should be in how we receive the word of God. In James chapter 1 this morning, we talked about that over here in verse 10. We talked about, but the rich in that he is made low. Let me back up. To verse number 9. Let me begin in verse 3. Let me begin reading it, but we're going to really penetrate on verse number 9. He said, but let him act in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Another word, his ways. That's the difference between his ways and John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. His ways is your ways. You want your ways simply because you don't act in faith and you are wavering, or you are like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and the toss. And that's something that we need to see. Then let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. That is that, go back to James chapter 4. We talked about that in James 4. We do that because simply we look at James 4:7. We submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil. We draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. That is to cleanse your hearts, you sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. And then drop over down to verse number 10. He said, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Now, think about what James says here that we have to do in order to be submissive to the will of God. That is not your ways, not my ways, but his way. That is that we're supposed to, James chapter 4, we're supposed to submit, resist, draw, and that is humble ourselves in order to be exalted. Now, go back to Philippians chapter 4, and this is what I want us to see. Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse number 9. In verse number 9, he says, those things which you have both learned, and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. See, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, when you were also careful, but you lack of opportunity. Then verse 11, he says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. But look at verse 12. That's what I want you to be in. He said, I know. How do you know? You know because you have learned, you have received, and you have heard. See, in me, by example, I know both how to be, and I'm going to start right there, that word means simply to be abased. That word abased means that is that we empty out. We at a low estate. That literally we are like dung in the eyesight of God, because remember, we got to submit, am I right? In order to resist, in order to draw, in order to be humble, in order to be abased, in order for him to lift us up. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 7. And hold your spot there because we're coming back. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he used the same praise in relationship to this abase. That is, that humble spirit that we should all have. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and beginning in verse number 7. Here in 2 Corinthians 11:7, He says, have I committed an offense in abasing myself that you might be exalted? Because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely. And what he's simply saying here, because we as Christians, this is you right here, understand the word based on what we have learned, based on what we have received, that our spirit is to the point that we have submitted, resisted, drawn, humbled ourselves. And sometimes people don't understand us and don't see us because of what the gospel has done to our life. See, the gospel is no effect if people can't see Jesus in our life. It's not going to work. You can't put in your way when we're supposed to be seeking his way. See, what he's simply saying here, well, did I really offend you because of my attitude, the way I received the gospel based on what I have learned, that my humble spirit is not based upon money, the world, the things of this world, because I know that if I humble myself in the sight of the Lord, see, he will lift me up. See, sometimes we don't realize how blessed we are. And what I mean by that, sometimes we grab for material things to gain wealth. And all sometimes we have to do, or not sometimes, but all the time when we are in his way, that is, we look back, we can do all things through Christ, who strengthened us. Why? Because we're heirs of God, we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ, we are royal priesthood. But before God can work in our life, brother, we got to have an attitude of abasement. That is, we got to have that humble spirit. So that what you learn, you can receive. Amen? So that seed of the word of God can work in your life. Because see, God's not going to exalt you if you're not humble. God may use you if you're not worthy. See, that's the reason why he said, now if you ask in what? Faith. If you ask based on in the Lord's will. Why? Because see, when you ask based on faith, number one, that low spirit going to be a part of your life. And anything that we ask, if it's based on his will, God's going to give it to us anyway. And that's what he's talking about over in 2 Corinthians 11:7. See, some people are offended. See, truth has offended them. Because, see, they don't understand. See, they don't understand why you act that way. They don't understand why your spirit that way. They don't understand why how you have received the word and the word is working in your life. Why? Because, see, they are double-minded. And when you're double-minded, and when you're fallen-minded, you can't understand God's will. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. So go back to Philippians. See, he says here, not that I speak in respect of want. See, for I have learned. See, you have to learn how to receive the word. Just because I preach the word and you hear the word don't mean you're going to receive the word. Amen. If the soil have not been prepared, because see, the word will go in your head. See, the word won't penetrate. See, so because your spirit is not right to receive the word. That's the reason why you use the phrase, you learn it, you receive it. See, you learn it, you receive it. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. Everybody hear it, not going to receive it. See, and that's what he's saying there. That is, not that I speak in respect of want, but I have learned what state I find myself in to be content. Now go back to verse 12. He said, I know both how to abase and I know how to abound. And that word abound simply means that sometimes you overflow. That is, sometimes because Christ has exalted you. See, Matthew 5, see, that light sometimes just shines so bright that literally it blinds people. You understand what I'm saying? You ever seen people like that? They look at you and literally they hear you, but they don't hear you. They just totally confused. You ever seen people like that? See, that's what that word means. And that word overflow means that the Spirit is so much in you that you overbound. You overflow. You overflow with the Spirit, with the Word. And that's literally what that word means, to overflow. It's the thesis of the thought that is that because you have a base, because you have went to that low state, now because you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, now what he's doing now, he's lifting you up. Amen. See? He's lifting you up. You overflow. You overbound. That's what he's talking about here. When he says here, I know both how to abase and I know how to abound everywhere in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer. And look what he says here. Not won't, did it? He said, need. See, need. Not what you want. See, need. That's the power of the Word of God, or what the Word of God can do. And then he said in verse 13, he says, now I can do all things. See, before he couldn't do all things. Before we get this Spirit, we can't do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, that's the goodness that we have in relationship to the attitude that is, and let me give you a word, our repletion, that is, that God give it to you in Matthew 5, 6, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Look what he said. And they shall be filled. That is, that when you understand the difference between want and need, that is to abase, to overflow, he said, the saying here, that I will continue to fill your cup up. That it will never go empty. Y'all with me? See? Never get out. And guess what? It's not based on monetary. It's not based on how much money you make an hour. It's not based on what kind of job you got. It's not based on who you are, whether you're black, white. It's just based on how the Word of God works. You understand that? Because a lot of times, see, we think that to achieve, you got to have a good job. To achieve, you got to have a PhD. To achieve, you got to have an education. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that. But see, we put more emphasis on things that don't even matter. Amen. When our emphasis need to be on what can I do to be continually repleted, not what I want, but what I need. See? And one way that Paul sort of said, if we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us, folks, always learn and receive, that is, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Because here we go again. Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 and verse 6, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And that filled is just God blessing us simply because we are his children. Then I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, one more point and then we'll stop. Drop over down to verse 15. Well, let's continue to read. Then we get to 15. Verse 13, I can do all things through Christ. Y'all with me? Who strengthens me? Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my afflictions. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. But even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. Underline the word necessity, not his wants. See, Then he said, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that you may abound to your account. And what he simply means there, see, when you know what's right, when you understand what's right, you're going to do what's right. Am I right? See, when you know what's right, see, and you understand how we're supposed to live by the story and be prosperous, because you have a faith and a bound, amen, not based on necessity, but based on what? See, need, see, necessity, see, number one, see, everything else is going to be right, and we're going to do what's right. See, and that's what he's simply saying here. But see, in order for them to understand that, brother, I think we need to understand, too, what James is, because James and Paul, even though they're two different levels, they hand in hand. One don't contradict the other, do they? In relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So I just wanted to share that with you for a few minutes, and I hope and pray that we look at that a little bit more this week as we strive to build a spiritual house, that is, build the temple of God as we strive to do the Lord's will. If there be one here today that need to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will you come right now as we stand and we sing?